the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
They are your God, Israel.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This public service program is prepared under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's dramatization of The Life of Lillian Wald, and features Lucille Wall in the title role. The narrator is Len Sterling.
This is the story of a nurse. It is also the story of a word, the Hebrew word which stands equally with truth and equally with justice, the word tzedakah, charity. It is a story of how in the month of March, 1893, there came to the Lower East Side of New York City, to the crowded tenements and the swarming immigrants, the tzedakah of Lillian Wald.
Little boy, can you tell me
Ma!
Where...
Hey, Ma!
Little boy, can you tell me where I can find...
Ma, throw me down a piece of bread butter. Right away, Ma.
Little boy, all I want to know is...
My name's Vasilevsky.
Oh. Well, how do you do? My name is Lillian Wald. Can you tell me where...
Did you hear me, Ma? Throw me down a piece of bread butter.
My friend Vasilevsky, will you please direct me to number 13 Essex Street?
Holy cat! Lady, there's a fight down the corner. Ma, never mind a piece of bread butter.
Please, little boy, I'm a nurse. Now, just tell me where
stop
I...
Stop him, Tony. Come on, stop him.
Number 13, Essex Street.
Do me a favor, Noy. Call something.
My friend Vasilevsky, number 13...
Ma, I'm going to pass this saloon. You can't miss it. Hold it for me, Noy.
But what is it? Little boy, Vasilevsky, what did you give me?
Hold it careful, lady. It's me glass eye.
If there be among you a needy man... One of thy brethren, thou shalt surely open thy hand unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Introduction to Life. On a day in March, 1893, Lillian Wald climbed 5 dingy flights of stairs to assist a woman in the delivery of her 9th child. Lillian Wald climbed down those 5 flights and did not know it, but something had touched her forehead.
Okay. Okay, Wald, say it again. But say it slowly.
There's nothing to say, Brewster. Tenements. Bed clothing airing in the windows. Uncovered garbage cans. Children fighting in the streets. Push carts. People. Millions of people sick and dying. And so used to darkness that they blink in the sunlight.
So that's where you're going.
That's where, Brewster.
And naturally, Lillian Wald knows what she's doing.
No. No, I don't, Brewster.
Well, that's good. I hate people who are sure. Why don't you stay at college? You and me, well, we're going to be a couple of the finest lady doctors New York ever saw.
I've already told the dean that I've quit.
Well, if we can't be lady doctors, we're still a couple of middling fair graduate nurses, aren't we?
Brewster, you're not...
I am. If you're going to live down in the Lower East Side, so is Ben Brewster.
Oh, my dear, you don't know what you're in for.
Miss Wald, Elder Brewster of the Mayflower was my ancestor. Stubborn people, these Brewsters.
No, my dear, we can't laugh about it. We mustn't. I was there one day. Just one day. Brewster, did you ever hear the cry of a hungry child? Did you ever see a father trembling because he was half-starved because he'd given his food to his children? Well, I saw it. I delivered a baby in a tenement room where 10 people sleep at night. I saw the furniture they were breaking up for firewood.
I... I didn't know it was as bad as that.
It's bad. Yes, it's bad and it's wonderful. My dear, the clothes they wore were thin and patched. There wasn't a chair to sit on, but the rotten wood of the floor was scrubbed clean. The clean, rotten floors of the hungry tenements. Brewster, that's why I'm going.
All day, nurse. Like that, he cries all day.
Mrs. Mendelson, his temperature is 105 degrees.
I boiled the water to drink, like you tell me.
Well, I brought some alcohol. Rub him down with that every hour.
Yes, I rub him down. Miss Wall, nighttime when he sleeps, I bend over, my ear to his mouth. He sleeps so still, so terrible still.
Well, Mrs. Mendelson, Miss Brewster and I are only nurses. Your baby needs a doctor.
Yes.
What's wrong, Mrs. Mendelson?
$10 a month, nurse. That's what my man brings in. $6.50 is for rent. $3.50 is for take.
Well, now, I know a fine doctor. Don't worry about the money.
No, Miss Walt. Not my baby.
But he's a famous specialist, Mrs. Mendelson.
No, Miss Walt. If you say he must be a fine doctor, but many babies he sees, yes? So many babies. This one to the fine doctor, this one will be only a number. A nurse is my baby.
All right. Give him the medicine that I'm leaving. If he spits up the powder, give it to him again.
You will come tomorrow?
Every day.
God bless you. Miss Wall, the people here, all the people. To you and Miss Brewster, we have the feeling... I'm an ignorant woman. I don't say the words good. But the way we feel to you, Miss Wall, it is not something a person can take away in his pocket.
Children wait in the kitchen, like you say, Miss Wald.
That's good, Mr. Babritsky.
Miss Wald, a fine lady like you should not have to do this thing.
Hand me her hairbrush, would you please? I'm afraid I'll need more warm water in the basin.
Not for you to do, Miss Wald.
Mr. Babritsky, sit with your children.
You see, I do not even cry. Who am I that I should cry? Am I the only one? Please. You will let me stay.
All right.
So many times you came. We never thanked you.
Her comb, please.
Yes. You have put curtains up in this room. Nice. Yes, Miss Wall, it's nice.
The basin of water, please. Thank you, Mr. Babritsky. Now, her hair brushed. She'll be clean soon.
Miss Mitzvah.
Hebrew?
Yes, the words are Hebrew.
Oh. When I was a girl, I learned some Hebrew words. I wish I could remember.
Some people remember words, but you do not forget the meaning of the words.
Well, in a few minutes, you can call the children.
They will see their mother clean, her hair combed.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes, it's good. For the last time, they will see her. And because of you, they will remember her clean. It's very good.
Don't you have a first name?
Nah.
Oh, of course you have.
Hey, Ma, turn out two pieces. One for the night. Ma, for her with chicken fat.
No, thank you.
That's all right. Since you came, Ma wraps it in six times in paper. I'm learning sanitation.
How does your new eye feel?
Better than the old one. I like the color better. Next week, I'm getting a job. I'll pay you back.
Oh, Vashilevsky, you're too little to work.
On Hester Street, nobody's too little to work.
It's a very fine day, eh, Miss Wald? Eh, Vasilevsky?
Good morning, Mr. Colucci. Vasilevsky, say good morning to the street cleaner. Come on now.
Hi, Galooch. How's business?
Picking up?
Vasilevsky.
Come on, stop him, Tony. Stop him again, Tony. Here, Noy, pull my eyes. Leave a little for me, Tony. Come on, stop him again. Don't forget to leave a little for me, though.
You mustn't mind him, Mr. Colucci.
Him? He going to fight with my boy. Tony is mine. They fight together. Good boy.
Yes. Yes, I wish there was a place where they could play instead of street fighting.
Yeah, sure. Here, many things bad. Terrible. In Italy, nurse, they say, Colucci, where you go? To promised land, I say.
Yes, I know.
You understand? I am Colucci, street cleaner. In Italy, me, Colucci, I read Dante. Here, I find Dante, l'inferno. Per me si va nella città dolente. Per me si va nell'eterno dolore. Per me si va tra la perduta gente. Sì, signorina, la perduta gente. Lost people. Tenement, signorina. No air, no light. Live like animals. Filthy, dirty. Bambini, they die. L'inferno. Excuse, signorina. Better, Colucci, he stopped the talk. Better to take the broom and sweep up.
Better to take the broom and sweep up. The Lower East Side, 1895, and the tzedakah of Lillian Wald. The word tzedakah, the word charity, derived from the word tzedek, justice and righteousness, and the charity of Lillian Wald, even as the righteousness of Isaiah. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? For Lillian Wald, there was only the immediate task. And Miss Brewster laughed.
Definition. Lillian Wald is a state of energy, surrounded by street cleaners, children with running noses, pushcart peddlers, street corner loafers, crying babies, and the affection of the East Side.
You're tired, Brewster, aren't you?
I guess so.
Yes, that's what I thought. Look, Brewster, I've got the constitution of a horse. I wake all hours, I climb stairs, and I'm getting fat on it. But not you.
I know. But I hate to quit now.
But you have to, don't you, Brewster?
Lillian, what are you going to do?
Do you know Jacob Schiff?
He's very rich, isn't he?
Well, I saw a house on Henry Street. 265 Henry Street. Maybe with Mr. Schiff and Mrs. John Crosby Brown and Mrs. Solomon Loeb and some others, maybe I can get that house on Henry Street. And instead of 2 nurses, 10 nurses. Maybe more.
Of course. And perhaps even a backyard for the children to play in. Oh, why don't you talk to Mr. Schiff?
Brewster, where's my hat? I'm on my way. Mr. Schiff, 1.5 million human beings are crowded into an area no bigger than a Kansas farm. There's tuberculosis, typhoid, diphtheria, every disease in the book. Fires break out every day because of the overcrowding. And the death rate. The death rate is 26 per thousand.
And do you think it's your duty to make it better?
I don't know what duty means. I haven't time for abstractions. I want to do the next thing that has to be done.
You'll wind up with a settlement house.
I want a nursing service, Mr. Schiff.
The Henry Street Nurses. I like that. But one thing. There must be no labels. Everyone must be helped.
There are no labels, Mr. Schiff. There are only people.
Lillian Wald, you speak like a Talmudist. That's fine. I'll talk to Mrs. Brown. I think we can manage that house on Henry Street.
In 1895, the house on Henry Street was opened. And almost from the very first day, it was more than a house. Here, Vasilevsky and Tony study their homework. Here, Mr. Bobritsky brought his children to celebrate the Jewish festival of Sukkot. And here, Frederick, the Negro janitor, opened his folding chairs and made a house of worship for his people.
Miss Wall, ma'am, is it all right for me to set up a meeting house here?
Why, yes. Yes, of course, Frederick. What denomination are you? Not that it makes any difference.
Ma'am, I'm ecclesiastical and loose. We just pray to God, that's all. You know, I got me a sermon.
Oh, have you, Frederick?
Yes, ma'am. They'll sit in them chairs and I'll stand up and I'll say, Brethren, Brethren and sisters, this is just a simple church meeting house. But we never would have had it without Miss Wall. But it's ours, and I'm glad to see you all here. Now, I didn't ask the President of the United States to come, for he wouldn't have come. I didn't ask the Governor of New York to come, for he wouldn't have come. I didn't ask the mayor to come, for he's busy with other things. But I did ask the Lord to come. And brothers and sisters, he's here.
Well, Miss Wall, there's a little boy outside who tells me we've got a flourishing settlement house.
That must be Vasilevsky, Mr. Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to mail a letter for me. He walked 2 miles and delivered the letter himself. Then he licked the stamp off and gave it back to me.
Well, I expect that people who see you are just ashamed to be anything else but good, Miss Wall. Now, what's the trouble that you have?
The needle workers.
Well, what about them?
Mr. Schiff, I know what they earn. They can't support their families. And now they're talking of a work stoppage. Mr. Schiff, there's going to be starvation here.
That must not happen.
Well, that's why I called you. Now, you know some of the employers. Bring them here. Let's try to talk it over.
You know something, Miss Wald?
What, Mr. Schiff?
I've heard some people say that a settlement house is a place to teach poor people to eat with forks. But you seem to be different. You want to put food on the forks. I'll ask a few gentlemen to come, but I don't know how they like it.
Mr. Cooper, don't you see the problem?
Miss Wald, Schiff asked me to come. I came. Now I'm going.
Cooper, you don't lose anything by staying and talking to Miss Wald.
Schiff, you see this watch? Every hour that passes costs me $10.
Oh, that's more than Mr. Babritsky earns in a week.
I don't know the gentleman, Miss Wald. I dare say it's no more than he deserves.
Mr. Cooper?
Hmm?
Look out of that window.
What for?
Look out, Mr. Cooper, and tell me what you see.
Is this a game? I see some people.
Good. Now look in this mirror, the one over the table. What do you see there?
What is this nonsense? I see myself, of course.
Of course. The window is glass and the mirror is glass. But just because a mirror is covered with a bit of silver, you stop seeing people and see only yourself.
Now, look here. What can I do about it? Business is business. It's a question of supply and demand.
It's a question of people who haven't enough to live on.
It's supply and demand, Miss Wald. I pay what the industry pays. Still.
Yes?
Well, I know the men get very little. I'll tell you what I'll do.
We're listening, Mr. Cooper.
If what I pay them out of my business pocket isn't enough, well, I'll help with relief out of my charity pocket.
Mr. Cooper, I've been in homes where people pawn their furniture down to the last stick so they can pay us even 5 cents for our service. They insist on paying even a penny because they don't want charity. Not ours and not yours.
Cooper, our whole world falls apart if we forget certain things.
Well, I don't know.
Of course you know.
Do I, Schiff?
A verse in Amos. You read it in English, I read it in Hebrew, and my friend Dolan reads it in Latin. But the labels disappear and the words mean the same. Will two walk together except they have agreed? Will a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there is no lure for it? That's what this house means. Two people who walk together and are agreed. Please think it over, Cooper. I know you'll change your mind.
Happy years for Lillian Wald, seeing beyond the charity of justice. Now she understood the words of the psalmist. Happy is he that considereth the poor. And this consideration led her through the dingy tenements, past the coughing children playing amid the refuse of the slums, past the squalor of lives ground down by poverty, to the halls of the legislatures. And an American nurse sat modestly in her seat and waited to be heard.
Speaking now for the housing measure, Miss Lillian Wald. Miss Wald, have you any additional statistics?
No, sir. I don't understand statistics. For every number, read a human being. For every tenement on your list, read a place where people live. Read toilets in the backyard. Read sickness. Let's not talk of mankind or of society. I don't know what they mean. Talk of a boy. A boy called Vasilevsky, growing up in the gutter.
Miss Wald, we want facts, not emotion.
You can't squeeze emotion out of facts, sir. I'm presenting facts.
All you've told us is that it isn't good to be poor.
No, sir, I'm telling you it's dangerous to be poor.
To the poor, yes.
To you, sir. In the tenements, consumptive women manufacture cigarettes. They lick the cigarette papers with consumptive lips. You smoke, sir. It seems to me that I'm presenting a fact. And right now, you're suffering from an emotion. Gentlemen, I haven't come here to scare you. It's our religious duty to build homes for our people, to give work to our people, to give them decent pay for that work, and the leisure to discover a world that isn't just work and eat and sleep. I hope you'll excuse me. I've talked too much. A very wise street cleaner I once knew said to me, Colucci talked too much. Better to take the broom and sweep the streets.
Bread and butter and wax paper. No,
no, Vasilevsky. But if you want to do something for me, just tell me your first name. Please.
My mother was a patron.
Well, that's fine. What did she call you, Vasilevsky?
Vasilevsky.
No. Your first name.
Don't laugh, nurse, or I'll murder you. Call me Washington.
Why, that's a wonderful name.
Yeah? Go ahead and say it, I dare you.
Vashington Washalevsky. Oh, I'm sorry.
See what I mean? Goodbye, Miss.
Goodbye, Washalevsky.
The slums of Lillian Wald are nearly vanished, but the house on Henry Street still stands. And the nurses still go among the remaining tenements of New York and carry to the sick and to the needy the tzedakah of Lillian Wald. Tzedakah, the Hebrew word for charity, the word that is greater than charity, the word righteousness.
If you would like a free copy of today's script and the talk which follows immediately, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Rita Wallach Morgenthau, Vice President of the Henry Street Settlement and Director of the Neighborhood Playhouse School of the Theater.
Your sketch showed the story of Lillian Wall's great adventure in the history of our city and nation. I want to add a story which to me also has drama. I like to recall the particular day when a radiant young woman, Lillian Wald, went to see Mrs. Solomon Loeb. When Mrs. Lowe rejoined her children, she said, "I've had an extraordinary visitor. She's either a genius or she's mad. I prefer to think that she's a genius. She wants to have me and your Uncle Jacob," that was Jacob Schiff, "help her plan a visiting nurse service for the city." This visit bore rich fruit. Mr. Schiff's interest was aroused, and he gave the first house, 265, which was to be the cornerstone of the Henry Street settlement. There around the fireside often gathered the men and women who were the social planners of their era. Lillian Wall's contribution to the nursing field and the public health movement would alone have given her a distinctive position, but it was her interpretation of conditions that distinguished her and gave Henry Street Settlement its significant place in our society. She saw the social implications of every situation, felt the needs of every minority group. Her philosophy was to translate ideas and emotions into action, to sense evil, to stand out against social injustice. The child out of school with a head eczema represented thousands of children who were excluded from school for minor ailments and was responsible for the introduction of the school nurse into the public school system. The tenement child working at home and in factories was one of the observations which led to the creation of the state and national child labor committees. It was logical that her mind should envisage the Federal Children's Bureau, where the needs of the children of the nation could be studied. Her neighbors lived in squalor and poverty, so better sanitary laws had to be worked for and enforced. At the turn of the century, she was one of the pioneers in tenement house reform. A housing commission came into being. Old tenements had been torn down and replaced with model tenements. There is still much to be done. Out of the post-war planning, there is to be the Lillian D. Wall Project. She was extremely modest in not taking credit for many of the things in which she participated and which she initiated. The first playground in the city of New York was in the background of 265. From that small beginning, other sites for playgrounds had to be found. Henry Street Settlement under Lillian Wall's leadership became a centrifugal force. The health program through the ever-increasing number of visiting nurses and the establishing of rural health nurses. The education and social life of the neighborhood through the clubs and the classes. The arts through the neighborhood playhouse and the music school. Guests and visitors came from all over the world. Every race, every creed, every color, the great and the humble. She showed her wisdom and never-failing judgment when she chose Helen Hall to carry on. Miss Hall has gathered together the threads of the past and woven new patterns for the life of today and tomorrow. Lillian Wall will be cherished in the city, state, and nation, not only for the services she created, but through the lives of those she influenced, and who in their present activities are a living tribute to her memory.
Thank you, Rita Wallach Morgenthau. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Catons. Lucille Wall was featured as Lillian Wald, and Len Sterling was the narrator. The boy was played by Richard Leone, and the liturgical music was sung by cantor David Putterman. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. For a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the National Broadcasting Company.